The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Business 1440 KYCR, Golden Valley,
a service of Salem Media Group. Streaming worldwide at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Authorities in Virginia Beach say a longtime city employee shot 12 people at a municipal building before he was shot and killed by police. Four others were wounded in the Friday shooting. Also on SRNnews.com, a judge issued an order Friday to keep Missouri's only abortion clinic operating and over the objections of state health officials. Lila Rose of Live Action tells Salem Radio News the battle, however, is not over.
I think that the health department is not satisfied, obviously, with the clinic. So the judge's ruling, and my understanding is, it's to extend the clinic's ability to remain open, but this is not over, and I think we can still see a clinic closing here in coming weeks and months.
On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow posted a nearly 355-point loss, closing the week at 24,815. The Nasdaq was off 114 points. This is SRN News.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. WNAV Audiovisual provides equipment and technicians for events of all sizes, from a handful of people to large ballrooms and convention centers as well. We also provide installation services for churches, schools, and corporations. No matter how many people are at your event, WNAV has the technicians and expertise along with the equipment to make each event successful. Audiovisual services include equipment such as sound systems, microphones, projection systems with screens, laptops, draping, lighting, and all the related equipment, and also web streaming services, so your meeting can go beyond the four walls of your space. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business. Please contact us at wnav-video.com.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air.
I'm excited. This economy is on fire.
It's the King Banyan Show.
Let me emphasize that correlation is not causation.
As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
Please bring on the recession.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Inflation getting higher. Makes it hard on the
good morning and welcome, King Banyan Show. Happy June to you. We made it another month. My heavens. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Another month in the books. I had someone ask me the other day, how much longer are you going to be a dean at St. Cloud State? And I said, well, never say never. And they said, probability. Someone said, well, you got the job through the end of the year, right? And it's like, Who knows? You never know. But anyway, we're here. We're always grateful. We thank you for listening. We thank the station for agreeing to keep us on the air for yet another week, maybe even another month. Because we'll, of course, show up for the Sebastian Gorka event. We'll tell you more about that. But we'll be there with the Narn table. Sorry, those seats are sold at the Narn table, but there might be a few seats still around there. Go to TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com and look at the banner for Sebastian Gorka's time here in the Twin Cities, and come down, see it. It's just going to be 200 of your best friends, some of whom you've never met yet, but boy, you're going to have a good time with them, and with Seb. So that you should do that, definitely. Anyway, 651-289-4477, number to call with questions or comments. I've been this is what happens when I'm caught texting somebody who I hadn't talked to for a while, who just happens to send me a text message 5 minutes before showtime, and you're like, yeah, thanks, I'd love to talk to you, but I can't for the next couple hours because I got, you know, sort of like a Seb Gorka crowd. I got a couple hundred of my best friends listening to me on radio for the next couple hours here. So that will be fun. So it looks like we're going to have to talk about trade again. I would love not to. I will tell you, I wonder, dear listeners, if you are getting tired of me talking about it, but the president keeps doing things that you think to yourself, that's not right. And you want to do something to sort of highlight that fact. We'll definitely get to that today. Also, a number of people commenting over inverted yield curves, which I want to talk about today. I haven't had a chance really to discuss where that comes from. Somebody who actually at one time was on our sister station, AM 1280 The Patriot, many, many years ago, Marty Andrade. He used to have a show. He co-hosted a show over on The Patriot, and he and I got into a discussion on our Facebook pages about why does the yield curve work. It's not that it does work or doesn't work. It typically does. And, you know, the old joke, I'm not sure if Andrew knows this joke, but the joke goes, it's a line that was attributed to Paul Samuelson, the great economist who wrote probably the first and still most widely sold principles textbook ever created in the post-World War II era, that economists have forecasted 8 of the last 5 recessions. I believe that's attributed to him. The yield curve probably has a slightly better record than economists, generally speaking. It's been around for the use of the yield curve as a predictive tool has been around for quite some time, at least 20 years that I can remember. I usually, when I go back to see, when people ask me why, I send them back to a paper that was written in the mid-1990s by a couple people who had various connections to the Federal Reserve. That's where it comes from initially, although you can go back a little bit further. You can go back to the early 90s and find some references and some other things. But why does the yield curve work? What's going on there? We're going to do a little teaching this week. As I was telling Andrew just before the show, this is one of those weird weeks. Even though it's the first of June, welcome June, welcome summer. It is also kind of like the fifth week of the month, because we didn't get a jobs report yesterday. Because normally the first Saturday of the month is jobs report, but not when the first of the month is actually the Saturday. So Job Saturday will in fact be next week, not this week. So we have a little extra time. We can do a little visiting about some topics that we don't normally get to. But first, we've given you a few of those. But first, let's go through the data of the week and see what's out there. On balance, I think it was a pretty decent week in the news. Not a terrific week in the news, but a decent week in the news. Everyone will focus on sort of the big headline number, GDP, which had a revision on Thursday. It was revised down by a tenth from 3.2 to 3.1, but there were lots of people talking about about a 2 handle on this, or 3.0 was sort of where the consensus ended up on the day of the announcement. Before the announcement, everyone was saying, yeah, probably 3.0. It came in at 3.1. Nominal GDP was expected. So it's a 3.1 that isn't necessarily all that wonderful. Nominal GDP came in at the level you would have expected. The price deflator was dropped. We would want to see nominal GDP in our economy around 5%. We would like to have a 3% real growth rate, and we would like a 2%. We would like a 2% inflation rate in that PCE deflator. That 5% would be lovely. We're currently running around 4.5%. Again, to the extent that people want to say we should be pushing ourselves back to 5, I don't think policy is able to fine-tune to the level that a lot of people talk about it. This is some of my concern with a lot of the talk on Wall Street. I'll play a couple clips in a moment from two people at the Fed who are having an argument about numbers that probably are no more than fractionally different. Our ability to measure the impact of policies, monetary or fiscal, with the level of precision that's implied by these types of comments is just not that good. You should just be a lot more careful. That's why when I have my friends who follow us on Twitter at @KBRS, some of them are in the engineering field, and they want to talk about things that happen after the decimal place. And I say, hey, everything after the decimal place is kind of a swag, which stands for scientific wild guess. Right? It's not measured with that degree of precision. So the fact that there was a revision from 3.2 to 3.1, nominal GDP was off a tenth here or there, I take those as statistical noise, and I'm just not going to spend any more time on that, except to make people aware. The amount of statistical noise in these data are always substantial, and people talk about a miss of one tenth or two tenths like somehow it portends awesomeness or doom, and it doesn't portend anything other than noise. And you are correct to ignore it. That's why I tell you the trend is your friend, or averaging is important, because it helps reduce noise, because noise can be on one side in one month, on the other side in the other month, and on average you get something that's closer probably to the truth. This is the important number from the GDP report. When they do the first revision of GDP, you also get the first estimate of profits for American businesses. And profits before tax and profits after tax, right? Profits before taxes registered in at 2.9% versus 4.6% for the fourth quarter of 2018. There's a lot of noise in that particular number right now because of the 2017 Tax Act. So the after-tax numbers are all up, and that's great, and those are the numbers that should be pushing investment higher, evidence of which we're still, is still pretty nebulous. But there's some stuff out there to indicate that there's some investment going on, particularly in software, which is good. Maybe not so much in commercial real estate, which maybe is a little overbuilt anyway. So we are in an interesting space there. But if you look at profits before taxes, that number has declined for four consecutive quarters. So if you want to say that glass is half empty, I would put my finger on that particular datum and say that's the thing that's telling me that the economy is slowing down. That's the information that I'm getting anecdotally right now. We're in the middle of compiling results of our business survey up here in central Minnesota. We're going to release the results of the study not this week, but next week. And so we'll have that information out, and we'll talk a little bit about it during Job Saturday next week. But we're not ready to do that here. But I'm very interested. Very interested in that. The other thing that maybe warrants a little more discussion is the fact that the farmers are perhaps seeing the other side of a break here. The break is this. Their demand has been down because of the battle over trade with China and the Chinese tariffs on U.S.-based soybeans. That's a bad thing, right, for the farmers. However, all the rain that we've had, we had a thunder boomer last night with hail up here. Hopefully that didn't damage any of the crops, but the fact that there's been so much rain probably means prices are going up for a lot of our food products. And frankly, that's bad for you and me, unless you and me are a farmer, in which case that's a good thing and going to be more for us to talk about. Let's get to that on the other side of this break here. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts SAVE 22 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SAVE 22 to 85850. That's SAVE 22 to 85850.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon, scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new Madagascar vanilla cold brew. All made 100% clean and ready with rapid pickup or delivery with the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
He served as deputy assistant to President Trump, and today he's a national radio host. But his beginnings were far more humble as his parents escaped a communist dictatorship. Sebastian Gorka exemplifies the American dream. Be inspired by his story. At our exclusive event, Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Reserve your seats at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. This event is supported by Closet and Storage Concepts of Plymouth.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. Despite all of the partisan rancor in Congress, there is remarkable bipartisan agreement on the need to deal with the challenge of smoking and tobacco use amongst young Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia have introduced legislation that would raise the federal minimum age to purchase tobacco, including e-cigarettes, to 21. Other senators, including Republican Mitt Romney and Democrat Dick Durbin, have introduced similar legislation. It's particularly striking that McConnell and Kaine both come from significant tobacco-producing states. Tobacco use and vaping have reached epidemic proportions amongst America's youth, creating a public health crisis that demands the attention of lawmakers. The fact that leaders of both parties acknowledge the need for action is a great start. Now it's up to members of Congress to vote for this important change and for President Trump to sign this legislation into law. I'm Lonnie Chen.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree. Apply by June 15th for fall classes.
There we go.
want you to look at a couple pictures. I know. They always make fun of me. King Banyan Show, Business 1440. I'm that guy, King Banyan. I'm the guy they make fun of. Why do they make fun of me? They make fun of me because I like to talk about charts that you can't see if you're staring at an old transistor radio. I get that. But many of my listeners are smart. They're listening to me while they're on the air. Some of you are listening at the podcast at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. If you do that, I would say open up another window and open up to Twitter.com. Even if you don't have your own account, you can still type in that search box, #KBRS, and follow along with some of the things I put there. Right? You can do that. Unless you're driving, in which case, stop! Don't touch that phone. Don't do that. All right? Makes me nervous. I don't like seeing phones at ears in cars. I don't. If you try to call me and I'm driving and I'm driving, my wife's car does not have the connections to talk through the steering wheel or anything like that because she drives an older vehicle. Guess what? You just go straight to voicemail. And if you're talking to me in my car, I might talk to you, but there's a pretty good chance I won't because I don't want the distraction. But anyway, if you are by a computer and you're following us #KBRS, I did that little 30 seconds of random stuff about distracted driving so that the material would get posted through the Twitterverse. I put up two stories for you. One of them on the lateness of planting crops. Right now, I want you to go over to look at the hashtag #KBRS, and you will see something from the American Farm Bureau that we just put up within the last few minutes, saying crop planting delays reach historic levels, resulting in high levels of uncertainty for 2019. Now, they're not going to tell you what that means for corn prices. And yes, prices went down yesterday for U.S. corn. There's a good reason for that, and it has to do with the tariffs. So I'll get to that in a little bit. In fact, I might even wait on that one till the second hour, because I do want to talk about basically a conversation that was happening between Fed officials in competing environments late this past week. But we're going to do that in the next segment. But I want you to look at this particular picture, okay? There's two pictures I want you to see. One, the delay in planting. Okay? The delay in planting. So this is the 21st week of 2019. And at this point, we currently have about 58% of the corn crop in the ground. On average at this point, we would be at something closer to 90%. If you take the two other years where we've had delayed plantings, 1993 and 1995, they were not as delayed as this one is, the American Farm Bureau is saying. Similar stories can be told for soybeans and for lots of other crops. If you look at this information from the Farm Bureau and using data from the Department of Agriculture, we are currently in Minnesota 27% below the 5-year average of planted acreage of corn right at this time. We're 42% behind in soybeans. The rain last night, which at least here in my little corner of Minnesota in St. Cloud, and I live in the city, we had hail hitting the roof about 10:15 last night. That was pretty loud for about 3 to 4 minutes, and I don't know what impact that has on farming. I'm not a farmer. I grew up in the city. But I love farmers because farmers make sure that I have something to eat. And I worry for them when bad weather happens at sensitive times in the planting, growing, and harvesting cycles. So if you look at those data then, and you say, well, can they catch up? In a normal year,
In a normal year, this would be, at least in the southern half of Minnesota, this would be the final week, the final set of days in which you would plant corn. It's normally in the ground by June, right? Think about it, right? Knee-high by the 4th of July, that story, that old line that even us city slickers know. You can't get knee-high by the 4th of July if you haven't put it in the ground by now. So the impact of this is what? Well, that gets me to the second thing that I've tweeted at you. Again, #KBRS is our Twitter feed. I've put up, using bar chart, I have put up a chart that shows you what's happened to the price of corn over the last month. Looking at a chart that goes back 6 months. This is a six-month chart for corn for delivery in September. The price had been around $4 a bushel at the beginning of the year. It had fallen all the way down to $3.60, so a 10% drop. We got all of that back, plus an additional 10%, more than 10%, by middle of the week, last week before the tariff announcement that backed us off, that backed us off on Friday. But currently we're at $4.36. That's a 9% increase in the price of corn. You could do the same for soybeans, but I'm not going to bomb you with a bunch of bar charts. I'm just going to show you a single graph, and that single graph is only to say that some of the inflation that we've seen out there is going to show up here over the next few weeks. Now, and weeks and months. Now, what is also important for you to understand about that is that in the way the Federal Reserve uses that inflation target, because they focus on core personal consumption expenditures, they will not count these food price changes in their core measure of inflationary expectations. This is what Chairman Powell often refers to as a transient change in prices. But it's very, very real. It has real impact on people's wallets. If you have a diet that consumes lots of corn or soybeans, you're gonna have trouble. And since corn silage is used frequently to help feed livestock, meat prices will rise as well. The price of food around the country is likely to go up in the next 6 months due to nothing other than weather. Okay, has next to nothing to do with China or Mexico or any of that. It has to only do with weather, and it's what makes me a little bit head scratching about what I'm seeing in this battle over trade right now. Is you've got a lot of issues to deal with right here, right now. You have to figure out, right? A lot of these farmers are now at the point where they can make claims to the effect of, I have not had the ability to plant my crops. I have an insurance policy that I'm now going to use. So rather than try to get some crops into the ground, they're going to instead simply let the land lie fallow, unplanted, and they're going to go to the insurance companies and file their claims and get payment that way. That has two impacts. First of all, it's likely to exacerbate the rise in prices for corn and soybeans. And that will be made worse by the fact that we're engaging in a trade battle, which is leading to the increase in price of, at least of soybeans from China, and likely to now say, oh, hey, you guys are short corn. Well, guess what? We're in a trade war. To heck with you. We're going to raise the price. We're going to raise tariffs on corn going into the U.S. as well. We're going to we're going to we're going to tariff exports of corn, right? We don't have to just tariff imports. We can tariff exports. Okay? Not as common in the U.S., but super common in Europe and China. They'll tariff that stuff on the way out rather than on the way in, and that will cause a further increasing in prices. Right? So that's one battle. The other battle is, where do you think the seed for the 2020 crop comes from? If you said it comes from the 2019 crop, go to the head of the class. You just passed Ag 101. Right? You're going to have a diminishing of the seed supply for future years as a result of people not planting because they couldn't get their crops in the ground due to the rain. So this has reverberations across there. And here's my last point on this. It is that the way the market system works is those price changes are exactly what you want to get the proper allocations of seed and of finished crops into people. The efficient allocation of those resources depends on a well-functioning price system that is not having sand thrown into the gears by hastily arranged tariff policy. We'll talk about that later on, but coming up next, the Federal Reserve having a conversation with itself. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
People would like more freedom to do what they want, when they want, and on their own time. At Online Trading Academy, we will teach you the strategies so you can have the freedom to do those things. Whether you're looking for a supplemental income, how to better manage your 401k retirement account, or even know how to manage your broker, we are here for you. Online Trading Academy is the world leader in financial education. We've helped thousands of people just like you become confident, self-directed investors. Online Trading Academy can provide you with valuable skills that can help you accomplish your goals. Now is the time to get started. Join us this week for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use the keyword OTA. Again, that's #250, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com. Again, learnwithota.com.
Hi, I'm Lee, along with Matt and Matthew with the Kingdom Builders.
In John chapter 3, there's a man named Nicodemus that comes to Jesus by night to ask him questions.
Nicodemus was a pretty smart guy. He was even admired by a lot of people around him.
He was a Pharisee who had so much knowledge of the scriptures at that time, but he missed one simple truth. You must be born again. Many people call us with issues that seem complicated regarding their roof or gutters. There may actually be a simple solution to the problem. We'd love the opportunity to come to your home, take a look at what's happening, and see if there isn't that simple solution.
Just as Jesus answered Nicodemus' question with the famous verse, John 3:16, we hope to solve your problem with a straightforward solution. Call us today at 612-900-9166 or look us up on the web at thekingdombuilders.net.
That's thekingdombuilders.net. We're not salespeople, we're just great roofers.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. 651-289-4477. 651-289-4477. Particularly if you're a first-time caller who has a background in farming, I'm interested in what you're hearing. I have not had much time in the last week to get out and talk to the farmers. I am spending some time tomorrow with a couple people that do ag lending, and some other, and at least one person who I know does farm. So I'm hopeful that I will see. I will get some more information by the time we do the show next week. But this is, I think, a very, very serious concern. There was a fair amount of shouting on blogs and Twitter about a speech given on Thursday of this week by Richard Clarida. Clarida is the vice chair of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. He has a longtime background as a PhD economist and has been an academic in the past. He's sort of the traditional, gone through the traditional way into the Fed. I'm saying this in no small part because of the shouting over some of the interviews that have been given by someone who's been tapped to be added to the Board of Governors here in the near future. I don't believe she's been formally nominated yet, but Judy Shelton is the name that everyone's talking about as being Trump's next choice after the failed nominations of Steve Moore and Herman Cain. Anyway, I want to talk about Clarida's speech. Okay, so Clarida is let me set the scene for you of what an average economics conference or seminar or something like that looks like. First of all, we tend to be kind of nasty to each other. It is not pleasant, and I would say younger economists have gotten very sensitive and have tried to change the tone. But when I was a young assistant professor, gosh, that's about 30 years ago now. But when I was a young assistant professor 30 plus years ago, it was not uncommon to have people in the audience who basically said, well, I think your thesis is full of baloney, sometimes some other substance. And here's why. And for, you know, voices occasionally getting a little bit raised as each was trying to make their point and so forth. It's not that all that unusual. But if you got away from that and tried to listen to the talks, they tend to be very technical, and over time my belief is that they've become way too technical. Economists, in my mind, should be speaking to the general public as much as they speak to each other. That is one reason why I am doing this radio program, to bring economics to you. It's why we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of KBRS. And it will happen sometime in November, as I remember it. It is a very interesting thing to watch. The other thing is that they talk very technical in these technical terms. So let me give you an example of this. This is Clarida actually trying to describe. If you think I'm bad doing charts and graphs on radio, listen to this piece from Clarida talking about how he believes monetary policy is done just right. This was on Thursday in a speech. This is cut number three, Andrew.
The U.S. economy is in a very good place, with the unemployment rate near a 50-year low, with inflationary pressures muted, with expected inflation stable, and with GDP growth solid and projected to remain so. Moreover, the federal funds rate is now in the range of estimates of its longer-run neutral level, and the unemployment rate is not far below many estimates of U-Star. So plugging these inputs into a 1993 Taylor type rule produces a federal funds rate between 2.25% and 2.5%, which is in the range for the policy rate that the FOMC has reaffirmed since our January meeting. Most recently, the committee judged at our May meeting that the current stance of policy remains appropriate, and that decision reflected our view that some of the softness in recent inflation data will prove to be transitory. This judgment aligns with some private sector forecasts, which also project that PCE inflation will return to 2% by next year.
Okay, so good. So let me sort of try to clarify kind of what he is talking about. He's mentioned the Taylor rule, and we talk about it frequently. And I'm actually going to try to tell you exactly what it is. He says 1993 Taylor rule. That's actually a bit of a key. He also says U-star. That's a bit of a key, too. So let me explain what the Taylor rule is. The Taylor rule is not meant to be... It's been used as prescriptive, but it's a way to evaluate what the stance of monetary policy is. The Taylor rule has... Okay, so if you think about an equation, right? So he's talking about an equation. The Taylor rule is an equation. Okay, on the left-hand side is just what is the Fed funds rate target, currently 2.25% to 2.5%. What goes on the right-hand side? On the right-hand side, you have two numbers that are constant. One, the current inflation rate, which is basically about 1.5%. So let's say it's 1.5%. Let's add to that. Okay, 1.5%. That's the inflation rate. Plus some measure of R star. He said U star. He didn't say R star, but R star is an important point because that's what they think is the real interest rate that happens when we're in equilibrium. Now hold on to that because that's actually the criticism that Judy Shelton had. That I have some sympathy for. I think she's I will say I like Judy Shelton as being on the Fed more than I would have liked Herm Cain being on the Fed, even though Herm Cain has been on an advisory council in the past. I would have liked Judy Shelton better. I don't like her as much as I would have liked Steve Moore. I put her in the middle of that group. Okay, and so I was fine with either of them. We'll get to her in a moment. The other two parts of it, though, are the gap between inflation and where you want it to be. Okay? So the gap between inflation and where you want it to be is currently at 0.5. Okay? Is at negative 0.5. That would then say that you can reduce your inflation target and keep monetary policy a little bit loose. So if you want inflation at 2% and it's currently at 1.5%, you would reduce your inflation rate. But when he says 93 rule, he's saying that gap is weighted. It's a weight on that of 0.5. And then the other one is he says U-star, meaning that he's using the unemployment gap because that's the last element in the Taylor rule. If you want to know this, there actually is the up to the point where it talks about empirical relevance, the wiki entry for Taylor rule is actually pretty well written. It's a pretty simple explanation, but I warn you there are charts and there are equations and there are charts. I'm just going to warn you. And if you're like, I don't like reading that stuff, then don't go look. It's okay. My point is he's trying to say that the rule is being applied correctly. Why do I make a point of this? Because the next day on Bloomberg, Neel Kashkari, president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, not trained as a PhD macroeconomist, but instead actually has a background in engineering, but has been around finance long enough that he knows the lingo, at least. He says this element on the air. Let's go ahead and play cut number 4.
It's not a comforting signal. We've been paying attention to the yield curve for a couple of years. As the Fed's been raising rates, the front end of the yield curve has gone up, and the back end has stayed anchored or even come down. So I think it is a concerning signal. At a minimum, it's telling us that market participants are forecasting slower economic growth in the future. And so we should take that in as a very serious signal. I think it gives us feedback on where the neutral interest rate is. You know, there's a lot of debate. Are we at neutral today? I would say we're probably pretty close to neutral with the federal funds rate, but that's an inexact science. And so for me, the yield curve is also giving feedback on where we are relative to neutral. I think we're at neutral, but we might be slightly restrictive. And that might be one of the signals that the yield curve is telling us.
Okay, and that is, there are two elements to that. First of all, he's confirming something that we've played for you before from Jim Bullard, okay, that in fact the rate should be, that in fact he believes that the rate is perhaps too high. He thinks it's like a quarter point too high. Kashkari is more lining up with the Bullard wing than he is with the Clarida and I think Powell wing. I think Clarida is expressing what the board believes, and it's one reason why they don't want people that dissent from such views as sharply as maybe Moore or Shelton would. So there's that. The other point that he made in the reason why he thinks we might be a little bit too high is he talks about that neutral real rate. There is significant debate about that. Clarida and I think Powell say that they believe they have the right handle on it. Bullard and Kashkari do not. The argument is continuing within the Fed. There's lots of pieces out there that say that the Fed is looking at, that the market expects the Fed to cut the interest rate once or twice. I'm hearing between the Fed maybe an argument between no cut and one cut. I'm not hearing two cuts whatsoever. I'm not hearing it in any of their conversations right now. But the market seems to want to push them in that direction if you look at the Fed funds futures market at this time. And that is a very significant debate to have. If we're cutting the interest rate twice, the question is why? And it's not going to be because we have differences on what the real rate is. It's because everyone believes the economy is slowing down. And we're still waiting for some very significant evidence of that. A revision of GDP at 3.1% is not the evidence. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all five books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of the Rational Bible, Genesis, the Prager store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
American Pressure. Spray it, don't say it.
Do you have a pressure washer in your shop that takes diesel fuel or kerosene? Are you tired of filling that tank every day? A stationary pressure washer that heats the water with natural gas or electricity from American Pressure is a great solution. Call us to discover all the ways a new stationary machine could benefit your business. We are always glad to come out to you, look at your current setup, and make recommendations. That new stationary unit will hook up to your existing natural gas line, which will save you both the cost of fuel as well as the time and effort and mess of refueling a pressure washer. The pressure washer will exhaust through the roof of your building or out the sidewall, and if it's an all-electric unit, there will be no exhaust stack at all. In addition, we've got all the right accessories to go with your machine, including trolley systems, hose reels, wands, trigger guns, and everything you need to make the cleaning job as easy and safe as it can be.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Shall we wait for the verse? Let's. Did you have any bad dreams? Did you break any glass? Oh yeah. Would you be my companion? You know, one of the things that annoys me in golf is the fact that younger golfers now insist on having music while they play. And I hate it. But if anyone rolled up the fairway with this on their playing in their cart, I'd go over and thank them. Because this sort of describes where my game goes by the time I get to the 13th tee. Holding it together for 18 holes is hard work. That's why I admire the people that do this so much. Anyway, 651-289-4477, 651-289-4477, the number to call. With a few minutes left, I wanted to play the piece that Clarida said, this is Richard Clarida, vice chair of the Federal Reserve, on Thursday. So after setting up all this information about the Taylor rule and saying, look, we're using the Taylor, if we look at the Taylor rule, we think we've got policy in the right place, disagrees with Bullard, Kashkari comes to Bullard's defense yesterday, and yeah, okay, fine. But this last 20 seconds got everybody's attention. I want you to hear it, then I'm going to tell you the attention it got. Let's play cut number 6, please.
However, if the incoming data were to show a persistent shortfall in inflation below our 2% objective, or were to indicate that global economic and financial developments present a material downside risk to our baseline outlook, then these are developments that the committee would take into account in assessing the appropriate stance for monetary policy.
That got everyone's attention because everyone's like, oh, he opened the door to a rate cut. People. I'm sorry. Sometimes, Andrew, I wish I had a soundboard of my own because there are certain sounds I would make right here to indicate that. That indicate my exasperation with everybody who's sort of like, oh, they're going to cut rates, they're going to cut rates, they're going to cut rates. This Federal Reserve has said consistently for 6 months that they are data dependent. Now, I don't particularly love data dependency because I don't necessarily know what data they're looking at. I think I know, but I don't know that I know. I also think we entered a point, as we've said, where the data are far more noisy than usual, right? So there's an amount of noise that happens in the data at all times. I particularly think around various points of time, you can get additional levels of noise, additional levels of uncertainty. I think you can make a pretty credible case that the level of uncertainty has risen in the last year and a half to 2 years. I don't ascribe all of that to the current president of the United States. I ascribe some of it to him. He has a way of issuing policies like what he did with Mexico. We'll talk about that in the next hour. I promised you we would, and we will. But it's not all of it. We now have the UK going into a decision on who will be the prime minister. There's tons of noise coming out of the London press. Oh, there's going to have to be a second referendum. Oh, there's going to have to be a snap election. It's inevitable. It's going to have to happen. All right? You don't think you'll... Okay, those of you who get upset because you're a fairly conservative person and you don't like the liberal bias of the U.S. media, you should spend a couple weeks in London after taking some time to understand London politics and how the London newspapers and British newspapers work. The level of vitriol within the newspapers towards the Tories is off the charts. Have they bungled Brexit? Oh yes, absolutely so. It's disheartening what's happened. But maybe the only thing that keeps them from falling is the fact that Labour is in a worse place. The most recent poll says the Liberal Democrats, an also-ran party for the last 50 to 60 years, is currently polling in first if they were to have parliamentary elections today. Add to this the uncertainties in Europe coming particularly out of Italy. Add to this softening numbers coming out of China, okay, that are not related to the trade war, but the fact that they've decided to paper over the trade war with tons of cheap credit. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. And the Federal Reserve is saying, hey, in this environment, I'm gonna have to be patient and let the game come to me. Does this mean I might miss the turning point? Might I move monetary policy too late? Yes, but everyone will be very upset if they move monetary policy too early, particularly if they try to move monetary policy in 2020 during an election year. They don't want to be caught in that place. They want to be sure that the case has been made so that if they have to move rates in one direction or the other, it is based on their own judgment and not on what they're hearing from the political scene in Washington. That's the way it's going to have to roll for them, and I think it's the way that it will roll for them. So with that in mind, we'll be right back. We're going to have to talk about the trade war on the other side of this break. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
He served as deputy assistant to President Trump. And today, he's a national radio host. But his beginnings were far more humble as his parents escaped a communist dictatorship. Sebastian Gorka exemplifies the American dream. Be inspired by his story at our exclusive event, Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Reserve your seats at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. This event is supported by Closet and Storage Concepts of Plymouth.
This is Katie Pavlich for townhall.com. As Attorney General Bill Barr continues his investigation of the investigators, Democrats have repeatedly accused him of betraying his position as the nation's top law enforcement officer in order to protect the president. Nothing could be further from the truth. By launching an investigation into the origins of the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign, Barr is looking to protect the civil liberties of all Americans. Barr has confirmed that the FBI did, in fact, spy on private citizens working for the Trump campaign. Getting to the bottom of whether this was done legally is crucial. In addition, the American people deserve to know how the Obama administration partnered with the Department of Justice to go after a presidential political opponent. This is an issue every American should be working to prevent in the future. I'm Katie Pavlich.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree. Apply by June 15th for fall classes.
I should have done it sooner. That's a comment heard often from satisfied patients at IneedMoreHair.com. Dennis Prager here. If you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss, go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what they're doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. You'll be under the care of some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in the country. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including notable Hollywood personalities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. Their technique is so advanced. convinced that their results are guaranteed in writing and their prices are the best in the business. If you have hair loss, don't put this off another day. Contact IneedMoreHair.com at their office in Eagan for your free consultation. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Today is the day to get a permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
Blue Ox Heating and Air has a legendary deal for you. Get a brand new air conditioner and furnace for as low as $98 a month. That's right, $98 a month. And get up to 18 months with 0% financing. Plus, you'll get a warranty, rebates, and a free programmable thermostat or electronic air cleaner. See website for details.
Blue Ox Heating and Air. Legendary service, install and repair. We'll fix anything with less.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.